What do you think of this? A secondary school in England is going to reward the behaviour of good pupils by allowing them to go home early while naughty kids endure another 10 minutes of lessons. Teachers at Castleview School in Essex hope the view will lead to improved behaviour. Good idea? Well, let's see what the former school principal, Michelle Markham, makes of this. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And the commentator, Emma Wolfe. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Will it work, Michelle?
I think it's a bit of reverse thinking, Stephen. The fact is that the children who go home early, if the teacher continues to teach the other band of the class, then the children who go home early have actually lost a bit of teaching time. So it doesn't really work. The intention is good, but the operation of it simply will discriminate against the good children. Strange.
How will it discriminate against the good children?
Well, you're a teacher in a classroom. The good children are waved goodbye 10 minutes early. What do you do with the rest of the children? You must continue to teach them. So if you continue to teach them, the good children are missing part of the lesson that you're teaching. Unless you set punishment work for the bad children in your class and stop the lesson completely 10 minutes early. Logistically, it's a bit of a nightmare, is what I'm saying.
Emma?
For the teacher in the classroom.
I think it's an excellent idea. I think that we need to tighten up on discipline. And, you know, we know that children learn by example. They learn, if you reinforce good behaviour and they get to leave early, they'll do it again. They'll do it again. That's the way they learn. And it's frankly, it's up to schools to decide on rewards and sanctions for their pupils. And as for parents saying, I'm going to have to arrive at the school 10 minutes earlier or 10 minutes later, and what if I have different children in different finishing at different times, it's only 10 minutes. It's only 10 minutes. And, you know, we've always had detentions. I used to have detentions in school when I was at school. Not that I ever had them, of course. But, you know, this is just nothing revolutionary. This is just holding children back if they've been naughty.
Yes, but detention isn't necessarily a good thing just because we've always had it. There are much, much better ways of encouraging children into positive behaviour. And this isn't one of them, in my opinion. And I'm looking at it only from an educational point of view. What do you do with the children who are left? They are going to be resentful. They're not going to appreciate it. They're not going to get much learning, either about timekeeping or anything else, out of those 10 minutes.
Margaret, it's 10 minutes.
Michelle.
Sorry.
Yes, go ahead. If you release the children 10 minutes early who have been good, which is lovely for them, but they will then walk down corridors and be distracting to other children in other classrooms. It is not, for me, as an educational manager, the best way to manage this aspect of young people's formation. It is much better to deal with the issue of timekeeping in a holistic way and educating children about why good timekeeping is important, but not just with a 10-minute end of the day blanket. Right, you can go now. You must stay.
But I think it's a really simple way. Sorry to interrupt. I think it's a really, really simple way of reinforcing good behaviour. You know, they see each day, what the school is saying is each day they sort of get to deal with the problem of the bad behaviour, right? So then each day the children can start afresh. And that's a really effective and simple and sort of quite interesting way of saying to them, no, that's not on today. You're going to stay behind 10 minutes. It's not a long time. 10 minutes is barely... Yes, barely the time it takes them to queue up for a burger and chips. But it shows them that there are consequences to their actions.
Yes, but it is a simplistic methodology. It's not a simple methodology. It's simplistic and doesn't think around all of the issues which will arise from it. I mean, does this school have huge problems with badly behaved children? I've looked at their inspection report, which is good. They don't seem to have. They do have a problem with attendance, though, which is a different matter.
With flapjacks. Last year, this school banned triangular-shaped flapjacks.
Well, apparently they now say that wasn't the case.
Here's Dolores in Auchnabullen. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
It's such a stupid idea from the sheer logistics of it.
Why?
Children sent out 10 minutes early, maybe wondering about who's caring for them, who's responsible, who's making sure the school buses. Children kept in 10 minutes late. Who's responsible? Who's caring for them? Where's our school buses gone?
But what if it makes the children behave better and learn more?
That's a parent's problem.
Michael, good morning, Michael.
Stephen, good morning. I was chatting to my own daughter about this because it happened in Wales, I think it came in the news last week. And she said it wouldn't encourage her to behave any better because it would be a punishment to get out 10 minutes earlier. Not understanding that, I asked her why. And she said, well, Daddy, they'd make us go outside to school and my bus won't come any earlier and I'd have to stand out in the cold and the rain waiting for the school bus that my friends that had been bad would be sitting in a nice warm classroom and they would come out and just get on the bus and I'd be freezing cold and wet. She said, so it wouldn't be an encouragement to me. Not that she's naughty, by the way, yeah. But she was just saying she'd consider it more of a punishment than a favour for being good.
More of a punishment?
Yeah. She, you know, can you imagine being served out 10 minutes early for being good and then having to stand in the what is usually the cold and the wet waiting for a bus whilst all the ones that have been bad are sitting in a nice warm classroom and then they just stand there out at the usual time and the bus comes. You know, the school, the TransLink are not going to say, oh, we're going to change the bus route by 10 minutes to let all these good pupils get home early. They're going to have to stand outside waiting for the bus.
It's true, Emma, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but I think you guys are missing the point. I think the point is that you're showing children that their actions have consequences and that...
Sorry, Emma, why can't you make them stay in 10 minutes? Sorry, you're saying you're showing the children. My child has just explained something to me that I'm explaining to you and you're dismissing it without a care. Why not
Michael?
Keep the children in 10 minutes more and let the good children get out and get on their bus as usual and go home and then inconvenience the ones that have been misbehaving?
I have an opinion, and my opinion is that you're showing children that their actions have consequences and that if they do something bad, they will be held back for 10 minutes. That's all I was saying.
And intelligent children are telling you that your opinion is wrong based on their life experience.
No, one child is. Sorry, your daughter is one child.
Well, let's go to my daughter's school next week. And do you think she's done this in isolation? They've been talking about these things. So let's go to my daughter's school and ask them all, would they like to get out 10 minutes earlier and stand in the rain waiting for the bus whilst all the other ones are sitting in a nice warm classroom?
Listen, Michael,
let's do an experiment.
Michael, thank you very much. Emma, thank you. Michelle, thank you.